It's episode 171, and we've got plugins for external featured images, post schedule keepers, legal sites, MotoPress, and special guest reviewer Rakesh Soni from Login Radius. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host, Mark.
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here.
I just rolled right into that with no problem whatsoever. You know, I really think you should have put the A to Z on that one, considering we have a special guest from Canada. And we have with us special guest, Rakesh Soni. Say hello.
Hello, audience. My name is Rakesh Soni from Login Radius.
Well, I had to throw the Z in there because now I'm being double teamed here. So I need all of the American I can get over here.
All right. Now, of course, we do have the usual right off the top. Don't forget, you can get the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you're listening on Stitcher, we would appreciate a review there and at the iTunes store.
Yes, been getting some fun little activity back at the iTunes store. We'd appreciate any further reviews you'd like to give us. Make sure you leave us a review to wppluginsa2z.com as well. If you could just head over to the site, check us out. If there's anything you like in particular as far as an episode goes, let us know. You can either do that or click on the SpeakPipe button and leave us a message. It's been a little while since we've had some interaction in the show from SpeakPipe, so that'd be great to get a question. You can also follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. We make our living with WordPress. So if you're looking for some help on your WordPress website, or if you break it, I can fix it. You can contact me on my website at johnoverall.com or 818-850-7729.
Nice. And, you know, I talk about GoDaddy codes quite a bit. And, well, how cool is this, John? They gave me my own personal code. It's Marcus749.
Look, actually, you do so much business with them. They're treating you like a king.
They actually did give me Marcus749. So that'll give you $7.49 unlimited.com domain names. Check it out. Also, if you want to get one domain at a cheap price, you can use GoDaddy code plugin 295. Get a $2.95.com domain. It's go time.
Very nice. Good deals. All right. And so we're going to go into and talk with Rakesh here. He's from Login Radius, and he's here to talk to us a bit about their plugin and what it does.
Hi, John. So we at Login Radius provide social features for websites and mobile app. And we have two amazing plugins for WordPress websites. And the one plugin is adding pretty much all sort of social feature you need, starting with the social login. So you can have like Facebook Connect, Google Login, Twitter Login, and over 30 others. And with that login, you can capture users' profile data, and you can automatically create their accounts. Then we also have social sharing plugin, where you can add sharing widgets on your blog posts or articles, or if you're running some e-commerce on WordPress, you can attach that to your products so that your users can share that content in social networks, bringing referral traffic back to your website. And on the back of all these things, we also offer a social analytics through our plugins. So we track those data and activities for you, and we present a very comprehensive social analytics so that you have in really deep insight into your user base.
Let me ask you about your social login plugin, if you don't mind. So what that does is rather than having to go through the steps of creating a big lead form and things like that for the site, this actually has a one click. You either log in from Twitter or Facebook or similar, and then you, as the webmaster, you get those those data points back to you, right? So you can start building a list based on those?
Yes. So it kind of replaces the typical authentication system you have on your WordPress. So you can either keep that or add this one as well, or you can hide that and only add the social login. So users are going to come to your website and they say, hey, I want to log in with my Facebook. They're going to click on the Facebook and they log in. And when they log in, we're going to capture the data. You're going to store those data into your database. And then we can feed those data into email clients like MailChimp or any other services you're using.
Great. So rather than having, so literally it's just from the client side or from the viewer side, that's just one click that they have to do, correct?
Yes. So they don't need to spend, say, 15 minutes to fill out the registration form, create another username, password, setting up some security questions and so on.
Yeah.
But rather they just sign up in like 5-10 seconds.
So, and so what kind of data do we get as a webmaster, so to speak, back from that? I mean, what kind of data can we access?
We deliver you over 200 different kind of data points, starting from very basic, like first name, last name, date of birth, verified email address, date of birth, age, location, so on. And then when you go deeper, we can get like favorite movies, sports, what sort of pages and they have been liking, their status messages, all their tweets. From LinkedIn, we can gather all sort of the professional data. So depends upon your requirement, we can gather pretty much all sort of social and profile data, which are available on these networks for you.
So it is pretty amazing, actually, that even though you may have a lead form that asks for specific things that maybe somebody might not be comfortable with, believe it or not, they've already given more data than they probably care to share online and are giving it away with just one click when they log in, right?
Yes, and there are like different level of permissions and data requests you can ask. And and there are tons of use cases. So login is the one, and the second, as you mentioned, was the lead form, right? People usually don't fill out the correct information anymore to download some white paper or case study and so on. And that's where people start using, say, LinkedIn login and Facebook login so that they can capture their information and generate that lead.
Great. Well, it sounds like a great plugin.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and I actually have the plugin, and I know I've reviewed it before. I use it on a couple of different sites. And one of the great things I found with it is the ease of which I get more users registering on the website, and the fact that it creates an additional information into the site, so if they decide at one point in the future, they can just use a regular WordPress login.
Yes. Yeah, we do create the traditional username password system for each of your users. So down the line, if you feel like you want to migrate back to that, then those users still can, you know, log in.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's gotten me on some sites where I have used in the past. Like I've used the social login, but sometime down the road I went, I don't want to use the social login anymore. I want just my own single password because I'm tired of sharing all my information. So.
And this is great because it works with things like BuddyPress too, right?
Yeah, WordPress and BBPress.
Beautiful.
All sort of other like other CMS on which are based on WordPress, I think WooCommerce and...
Well, I have recently found one. I haven't sent it to you guys yet, but I have found a e-commerce type system that it doesn't quite work with. And that's a new one I just launched for my stock photo website. And for some reason, the plugin is not compatible with the plugin at the moment. So
yeah, please,
you guys will be hearing from me on that one.
Maybe I'll love to, you know, make it compatible.
Yeah, that would be great because the Cell Media plugin is one that's up and coming, I think.
Okay, yeah, we are considering that to make it compatible with this all as well.
Yeah, I think it would help my stock photography website dramatically to let people do social login to grab what they want.
Oh, yeah.
So all in all, can you tell us a bit about the pricing structure on it? I know that currently the websites I have installed on, I use your free pricing structure. But tell us a bit about your pricing structure and what advantages there are to moving to the paid tiers of the pricing structure versus the free version of it.
So as you know, we have free plans as well as the paid plans.
Yeah.
Our social sharing plugin is completely free. There's no limit, and we added pretty much all sort of features in there. But for social login features, we have a limited additional free version, which gives the very basic, you know, features and customization and the data point. But if you are a company who requires, you know, more data point to feed those data into your marketing system or sales or do some further consumer analysis and so on, then you want upgrade to the premium plans where you can get a wide range of the data. If you're looking for full customization of the interface and user experience and everything, then you also need to move to the paid version, because the free version has a limitation on the customization. It does offer a few icons and themes and design, but if you're looking for like really fully customizing everything, then you require to get to the premium plans. It is not possible for us as a company to provide, you know, one-on-one support for the free version.
Right.
So if you require one-on-one support and talking to our engineering team, that's where the premium plugin comes into picture as well. We do provide support on WordPress.org. They respond all sort of queries on very timely fashion. But if you're looking for one-on-one, I think that's where you need to upgrade. And if you are a big company or website where you have like hundreds of thousands of users, that's where we have a limit on the volume and you may require to upgrade.
Nice.
So it's a good start for the free version. That kind of meets a requirement of most of the small business owners. But for the bigger companies, they may have different requirements, and that's where the premium features comes into picture.
Nice, and the pricing isn't too bad either. Like if someone just needs a basic, it's at $8 a month, so quite affordable for a small business.
Yeah, it's very affordable, and it's very simple to use a plugin too.
Yes.
So we can afford that lower pricing because from resource point of view, it doesn't cost much if everything is self-serve.
Very nice. Well, thank you, Rakesh. All right. Well, we're going to be jumping into it, but I have a little piece of news that I need to spread the word about, and that is, this is a minor alert because, well, it finally happened to me. I had a credit card compromised after using it on the internet, and this is if you have purchased anything through WooThemes within the last couple of weeks, from the last week of April to the second week of May, check your card for fraudulent activity. The only place I used my card in the last 3 months was there, and a week and a half later, somebody went rampant on the internet trying to buy Apple computers and mass amounts of auto parts, so their car was broken and they needed a new computer. So I just wanted to spread the word on that.
Yeah, definitely. The only other piece of news that I have is the announcement that Matt just made. Automattic is raising another $160 million in new funding.
Yes, I read that article. That was interesting. And that they're planning to keep the company private and not do an IPO with it. So if you want to own that company, you need lots of money to own a chunk of it still.
Yeah, and they've done a valuation of, I think it's $1.6 billion.
$1.6 billion is what it's valued at, that's pretty impressive for a private company that Matt Mullenweg is working hard to keep private, I think. So.
Yeah, yeah. So congrats to Automattic and all the new cash, and if they'd like to give some of that out to some of the greatest podcasters in WordPress history, we'll gladly take it.
That would be us. And thinking of which, I wanted to make a note out there to all of our listeners, and particularly the developers out there. In the last several weeks, I've seen more and more emails coming from developers asking us to review their plugins, which we're more than happy to do. If you go to our website, I have implemented a new system for plugin developers. It's a new form where you can just directly submit the plugin to us so we don't have to hunt it down. We would greatly appreciate it. And so, yeah, use the new form, and please feel free to keep sending us your suggestions and plugins.
Yeah, did we implement the PayPal gateway?
No, not yet. We don't have the PayPal gateway to pay us off to get a 5-star rating yet. No. No. It's sending us the plugin just makes our life easier and makes it easier for us to check it out. And of course, if you're a premium developer and we don't use the plugin, that's the only way we're going to review it is if you actually send us a copy of the plugin.
That's right. Absolutely. So, and don't give us the light version either.
No.
All the bells and whistles.
We need the full version to check it out. So.
Yeah.
So I guess that's it. Anything else?
Time for the rock show.
All right. Well, let's jump right into it and have some fun with meat and potatoes. All right. So the first plugin I got here is a premium plugin sent to me by a developer, and it's called MotoPress. And this plugin here is a very excellent plugin if you want to do some WYSIWYG page customization, and it works on a per page basis for your site. So you can customize the layout on each and every individual page. You can customize headers, titles, subsections, images. You can add an additional sidebar, additional widgets into the page itself that are wrapped inside whatever sidebars you already have. All in all, I found this to be a really excellent plugin. It was smooth. It was easy. The biggest problem I ran into with it is limitations. And this is probably not the fault of the developer, but simply the fault of the internet and the limitations in WordPress. Being a WYSIWYG, editor, it kind of reminded me of the old days of doing HTML, where you were creating tables. And putting the tables, and so you were limited in your space and how your tables could line up, and you couldn't stack certain tables side by side or on top of each other. Like if you put a content in a sidebar, you couldn't put two widgets into the same sidebar so they were close. It would create another one further down the line. So it had a few limitations in it that may or may not be the developer's issue, but because of the limitations, I had to give it a 4. I wanted to give the plugin a 5-star rating, but the 4 is where I had to give it due to the limitations. But all in all, it is well worthwhile. You can get it over at GetMotoPress, and it does make editing and customizing individual pages a very easy job to do. So check it out.
Yeah, I have the same feeling. I want to give them all a 5.
Well, sometimes you just can't.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's cool. I really like, I'm going to have to check that one out myself. John, you know, I am one that has a lot of different websites and schedule a lot of different content, both for myself and for clients on a daily basis. And there is one particular thing that really irks me about WordPress and scheduled posts is sometimes you'll go back into WordPress and you'll look at your posts and you'll see that some of the scheduled things that you actually scheduled
did not go out. Yeah. Been there,
missed
done that.
Missed schedule. What's with that, right? So this is called Scheduled Post Guardian. And it is literally something that monitors that schedule. I don't know if it's a cron job, but it's definitely a job that it basically will always prevent this misschedule thing from happening. It's one of those lazy kind of set it and forget it plugins. And I've tried it, and I tried it on a site that is a recurring late publishers, let's just say. And this one fixed it right away. So it's called Scheduled Post Guardian, and I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. That can be very useful if you put out a lot of scheduled posts.
Yeah, if you have a regular set of scheduled content that you do all the time, I think this is a must as far as installing onto your WordPress installation.
And you're up, Rakesh.
Perfect. So spam is a big problem on internet, and so it is in the WordPress community. And there are a lot of capture solutions available. But the problem I found with the other capture is that those twisted letters and digits are so annoying as a user that you need to try a couple of times before you get to the right CAPTCHA, you know, validation, right?
Right.
And that's why I came across this plugin CAPTCHA, which instead of having those letters and, you know, digits, they just do with the very basic math actions like addition, subtraction, and multiplication. So instead of asking users to verify by those letters and digits, it just asks, hey, what is 2 plus 5? What is 2 times 3? And so on. So it's a very simple plugin, great user experience. And they offer this basic math action. And in the user account, you have option to choose what sort of math action you want to enable. And they also have the numbers showing as a word as well as digits. So it could be like SIX 6 plus digit 2. What is that number? So it's very simple user experience, very simple way to validate and avoid spam. Available in like over, I think, 50 languages, and very simple to use, very basic features available in there. They also have a premium version, and there's not a lot in the premium, but if you're looking for one-on-one support, I think that's where the premium becomes very important. Great plugin for CAPTCHA on whether you're using on login page, registration page, on commenting, or any sort of web form. I personally used it, and I would like to give it like 4.5 for rating for this one.
Excellent. Our only problem is we don't have a point scale.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's okay.
Guys, I've seen some stuff in CAPTCHA lately that's blown me away. And you can, here in the States, we use Ticketmaster to buy tickets for all of our concerts and such. And they have incorporated advertising into the CAPTCHA, where you're actually looking at, say, a tagline for a company, and you have to type it back, like type in their corporate tagline.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
That's both good and bad, I think.
Yeah. So, look out for that.
Yeah, no That's kidding. Fun. Well, I've seen some interesting takes on CAPTCHAs over the years. I've personally quit using them everywhere. But
yeah, it's like if they had a McDonald's ad in front of you and you had to type in "I'm loving it," you know, as far as the CAPTCHA goes. So that's pretty crazy.
That is pretty crazy. Okay. All right, well, the next one I've got here is another one that is a premium plugin, and this was referred to me by Shipla Shah, and it's called WP Legal Pages Review. And what it is this is like almost all websites out there, when you build them, you need legal pages for your website. You need a terms of service, a privacy policy, disclaimers, affiliate agreements, la, 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 la. They go on and on. Now, you can go out on the web and search for these things, or you can write them yourself, or better yet, hire a lawyer and have them do them for you. Well, this plugin here actually provides you with numerous pre-lawyer looked at and checked out for both, you know, Canada, United States, and some other countries. And it even includes things such as the EU cookie agreement that is now required if your website's located in the EU. You go through, you fill out all the form with all the base information. They have the template set up for things such as terms of use, privacy policy, disclaimer, linking policy, an affiliate agreement, an Amazon affiliate agreement, external links policy, all of these different ones. You just go through, choose the template you want, edit up any customizations in it you want that weren't automatically filled in, hit the publish button, and that page is automatically created for your website. It takes only a few minutes. It was really beautiful. Fortunately, I got to test this plugin out as I was building up my stock photography website, which needed these pages, and I didn't have to do them up manually. And so, boom, they were all created, all done in 15 minutes. And because they have them lawyer approved, but of course they have a disclaimer that says, hey, although we've approved them, you better make sure they're correct. you know, typical lawyers, everyone's covering their butt. At any rate, I found it to be a fantastic plugin. It was smooth, easy to work, had a lot of stuff, and they even got a great video, which I've linked to show you more about it. So give it a check out. It is called WP Legal Pages, and I gave it a 5-star rating.
Nice. I need that. I'm going to bookmark that plugin right now. The only thing that I would caution people on in using something like that is try and customize it as much as you can to not make it duplicate content.
Yeah.
Because everybody that's using the plugin is literally going to be having almost the same verbiage.
Well, lock those pages out for being indexed. You don't need them indexed anyway, because you know they're just legal stuff. It's like you don't want that indexed.
Yeah, nobody, make sure you no-index that stuff.
Nobody reads it. It's just sitting there. I mean, everyone knows they exist, but nobody ever reads them. I mean, when was the last time you read that agreement before clicking OK when you installed something?
Yeah, I can't even recall actually going through it. It's just like, come on, install. I hear you. Well, you know, I'm going to talk about a plugin here that is also something that's pretty cool. It is called Nelio External Featured Image. And essentially what it does is it allows you to bypass the media center, so to speak, and just put a URL in there for the featured image. Pretty lazy plugin, pretty easy to do. I've tested it. I've used it. It works great. It helped me for staging sites because then I could kind of mirror and replicate something that was already online, and I didn't have to kind of commit and upload those resources into my media center. So that said, I would not use this all the time on a regular site because you're going to slow your resources down by referencing external images all the time. However, it does exactly what it's advertised to do. It worked very well for me. It is a lazy plugin to the hilt because this is, how can you not call this a lazy plugin if it's, I mean, it completely bypasses having to upload images all the time. So I love it for that, and I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
That's very nice. But the question here, what it does is it just, you, any external images out there you got a URL to, you can turn them into your featured image for your site?
That's right.
And does it work on a per post basis, or is it site wide?
No, it's per post.
Per post.
Yeah.
This might be a way to recover. Like, I'm working on a website right now that currently doesn't have proper featured images, and we're trying to change the site. We need featured images. So this might be a way to recover from that issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something like this, combined with the plugin that we talked about last week, which is category featured images.
Yeah.
Those two combined are great. And speaking of that last plugin, category featured images, I've been using the heck out of that for the past week, and I if I could give it 6 out of 5, I would. I love it.
It's always nice when a plugin exceeds expectations.
That's right.
All right, and what have we got for you, Rakesh?
Sure. So when I started programming, building web form could be really painful, and especially in the WordPress community where a lot of people are not into too much programming. I want to mention this this new and very simple plugin, GUI Form, G-U-I Form. And it's a very new plugin and a very intuitive and simple interface in your admin you get to create web forms. You can create all sort of fields, whether they're text or drop-down or radio button or checkbox or even password fields and buttons and so on. And you can place those form anywhere on your WordPress website for different purposes, whether it's a contact form or some sort of registration and so on. Very simple, lot of customization available to choose the kind of field you want, their names, button designs, and so on. And then you can actually grab those data and send it to you as an email, or you can also store them into your WordPress database. So very simple plugin, very useful for a lot of purposes. I personally used it too, a very new plugin actually. I just tested it out yesterday. And I want to give it 4-star rating.
Very nice. So this is it, just taking a quick look at it, it looks like its main purpose is for like creating short email forms where people could use, for, they could even add sections in it for adding and uploading files.
Yes, yeah, you can actually also upload the file with the form, which is pretty cool.
Okay, and does it integrate with any other components or?
I did not notice that, but I think overall it's just some sort of web form requirements you have, very simple one, and that's where it's very useful.
Very nice. Looks like it could be a very useful plugin for you for a quick form integration into your site.
Yeah, yeah, and it seems very graphic oriented as well, a lot more so than what you'd see in a typical Gravity Forms and things. So I'm going to check this out for a down and dirty landing page that I've got.
Yeah.
I think this would work really well.
That's what it looks like it'd be very good for.
Yeah, really good interface. So.
All right.
Excellent. Well, that pretty much covers it all. I covered up in this show the plugin MotoPress, which I gave a 4 to, and Legal Pages, which I gave a 5 to.
And I talked about Scheduled Post Guardian, which I gave a perfect 5 out of 5, and also External Featured Images, also a 5 out of 5.
And your plugin, Rakesh?
I reviewed CAPTCHA, gave 4 star, and GUI Form, and I gave 4 star to that as well.
All right. And, of course, a little bit of promotions on our own here. If you're tired of that same old stock photography, it's time for a change. Well, my just-launched Canada Stock Photography website at canadastockphoto.com, featuring great, unique stock photos not found anywhere else on the web because I personally know the photographers that are putting it up. New images added daily. Check it out. And we even got some great free downloads that are available. All you got to do is sign up for the email list. So go get them now, canadastockphoto.com.
And as a companion to the GoDaddy codes that I gave out earlier in the show, you can use HostGator coupon plugin to save 30% on any hosting plan, any term length, HostGator.com coupon plugin.
All right, and the usual reminders, don't forget, if you're not getting enough daily WordPress news, check out the WP plugins daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate the reviews over at iTunes, Blueberry, and Stitcher Radio. And real briefly about Stitcher Radio, thank you to all our listeners on Stitcher Radio. We have hit number 663 of all the shows in Stitcher Radio. Keep us climbing, folks.
Definitely. Throw that thumbs up.
Yeah.
Throw me the thumb every time.
Every time.
Listen to us on Stitcher. That'd be great. Hey, one thing I would like to talk about. John and I are working on an outlet for people to do news, actually. It's kind of a revamp of the daily plugin, the daily kind of weblog tools thing that I made about a year and a half ago. So if you are interested in writing or contributing to a blog that's going to be talking about all things WordPress, shoot me an email, marcuscouch@gmail.com, and we can schedule a slot for you.
And of course, how can they contact us?
Oh, that's my line.
I know, but just the way it fell. My turn for it.
Turn it around on me, huh? Yeah. Okay, well, you can contact me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is at marcuscouch, and just make sure you follow the show at WP Plugins A to Z.
And you can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or emergency support. Go to wppro.ca/emergency or email me, john@wppro.ca. And how can they reach you, Rakesh?
I can be reached via email soni@loginradius.com or Twitter handle OYESONI.
All right, and that's all we've got for you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.